Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Do you think it's possible to experience lockdown fatigue? Lalo na po sa mga, lalo na sa mga taga-Victoria. Is there such a thing?
It is possible to experience lockdown fatigue. So as, like, you know, as human beings tayo lahat, we're naturally curious. Gusto natin na malaman kung ano yung gagawin natin. We want to predict, we want to control, because it helps us learn and keeps us safe. So pag halimbawa may feeling of uncertainty tayo, it's just like we feel something that there's a danger lurking around kasi hindi natin ma-predict. And we don't have the complete confidence of, like, you know, what will happen next. As a result there, I suppose yung puso natin, our minds always race, and then sometimes dun tayo nagkakaroon ng anxiety and stress as well, because it actually goes hand in hand.
What should we do to address yung mga ganong nararamdaman nila?
Yeah, that's actually a very good question. I think we need to make sure that we understand that we can't control these things. Pandemic is something that we don't have any control of. And the only thing that we can control is ourselves. How we'll respond to it. One is making sure that we know the numbers to call. So we have Beyond Blue. There's Lifeline as well that we can reach out to. But I guess if we knew all those numbers, we also need to understand that we also need to reach out to our family, our community. It's always good to know that help is always there at hand kasi it promotes hope. It promotes the feeling of being supported.
I've observed kasi na sa mga Facebook posts, parang may considerable number of quote-unquote nostalgic posts, no? So whether it's about past celebrations or travels done pre-pandemic, would you consider this as a coping mechanism, you know, as it relates to isolation?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's called actually personal nostalgia. You know, yung reminiscing of, like, you know, details of your past experiences. And as you mentioned, it can be like, you know, graduations, weddings, or like, you know, travel, even travel. Kasi diba, now we're on lockdown, we can't even go overseas. And like there in Victoria, you can only travel 5 kilometers, like, you know, within the 5 kilometers radius. So yes, it's more of like we're being restricted. And putting out those posts actually has a psychological benefit because subconsciously it actually counteracts the feeling of loneliness. It also promotes feelings of, like, you know, belongingness or feeling that, you know, I know that this is only for a season, and when the restrictions are lifted, this is something that I'm working towards to doing, like, you know, maybe next year or the year after. It helps to stabilize our feelings, and also it creates that feeling of hope and keeping in mind of those things that happened before, now we cherish the most. It also creates a buffer against existential threats, the one that's existing now, which is, like, you know, our limitations, the isolation, the feeling of uncertainty, the COVID. So those are the threats that we have at the moment. And, yeah, nostalgia is a way of offering ourselves hope and inspiration.
Like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.